On the line, we've got Nick Fox from Warburton. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Annie. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm lying. I'm coughing.
I might be too. I'm recovering from COVID at the moment, so I do have this lingering cough, but hopefully it'll be subdued during this interview.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had great news last week, didn't you?
Oh, we did, we did. So we have been working at Warburton. I'm part of Warburton Environment, a wonderful community group. We had the orders of a Supreme Court case handed down, our final judgment, on Wednesday. After 2.5 years of fighting in the Supreme Court against the state's logging company, Vic Forests, we have got orders that basically are in our favour, saying that the Vic Forests has been logging illegally in areas of the Central Highlands, which is where endangered tree species called the tree dugong, it's a long-lived understory tree, has now protection. So we have set a precedent for endangered flora species in the state of Victoria against being illegally logged.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm. Yeah.
It's been a long fight.
Oh, it has been a long fight. And look, it's a roller coaster. We've had 40 different hearings. In the beginning, we were fighting for each tree dugong in each area that was being logged. And it started back in the beginning of 2020 when we had the massive bushfire still burning in January, and then we heard that Vic Forests was going to log just out from Warburton. And, there was a group of us just said, you know, we know that logging, destroying the older, wetter forests leaves a much more flammable regrowth, which significantly increases our bushfire risk. And we went, no, we don't want this logging happening so close to our homes and community. And that started it off. And then when we realised in an area that they were going to log just out from Warburton, there was this, at that point it was vulnerable, tree dugong, and one had already been destroyed. We went, we will try and stop them however we can. And that was luckily on the back of another court case, the Possums court case, which was a very big one. Justice Mortimer, in that case, said that Vic Forests had destroyed tree dugongs and had not abided by the precautionary principle, which is a legal term. And on the back of that, we went, right, let's file this court case, and we did in June 2020. And yes, the decision, the judgment was handed down at the end of October, but the final orders came on Wednesday, and we are very, very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah. It started, you said to me, that it started off with a 6-week community campaign, a picket, basically.
Yeah. Well, yes. So we knew these trees were in there. We also knew that Vic Forests had not detected them in this area that was to be logged, and that we, because one had already been destroyed, it had been rolled over by the logging contractor just with it parking one of the machines. I mean, these are long-lived understory trees. So a tree that is considered mature is just 10 centimetres in breadth at breast height. And so a mature tree that's, 19, 20, 21 centimetres could be like 400 years old. And so one of these had been destroyed, and we went, right, how can we protect the rest of these trees until we can permanently protect them? And so we decided to do what a community does when they are protecting their loved ones and their homes. And we decided to start campaigning, and we did. And we campaigned the government. At the same time, we were stopping logging out there. And we ended up though trees that were there, the tree jibung that are in that area, apart from that one that had already been destroyed, are all protected.
Now, tell me, you said that Vic Forest hadn't detected the trees there. So,
no.
But your environmental group had. So your members
yes.
have been on the ground doing mm-hmm. the work that we expect the government to do.
Yes, this is right. And so this, throughout this court case, and it's been, you know, we put in evidence that was uncontested, that there are, that the government agency is meant to detect these trees. The only way you can protect an endangered species is to know it's there. And so what we were doing was going into these areas to see if we could find these, well, a species that needed to be protected. And it so happened that the tree jibung was in there. And, yes, so our orders now, which are legally binding, actually state that any area where a tree jibung in the Central Highlands, it's endemic to the Central Highlands, could possibly be found, so 5 kilometres from any other sighting, needs to have a survey done throughout the whole coop. With a coop is an area that's to be logged. It can be anywhere between 20 and 30 hectares, usually. Has to have a 30-metre transect survey done in it looking for this species, which is law. It should have been being done anyway. Now it is mandated, and it'll be necessary for the government agency to make sure that they do that before. And then, of course, when they do find them, each mature tree jibung now has a minimum buffer of 50 metres around it that needs to be put in place, so that buffer around it will protect it. We know historically that these trees, when they're left just standing alone, will die from windthrow exposure. The post-log ferns are often something that'll kill them. So that means that every tree has now protected, unless it's not practicable to do so. And the judge has made it very clear that in most cases it is practicable.
Right, okay. So it's been a long road. How did your group maintain focus? Because it's very hard.
Oh, yeah, look, a community group. We're all volunteers. We all have other jobs. We all have, you know, lives and families. It's a great question, Annie. We're just so passionate about stopping native forest logging, and we knew that we needed to continue to hold the line, to continue to do. Well, I think we think of the future. We think of future generations. We think of what we are doing and what we're protecting. And to be honest, Annie, there's many other groups all together, coming together, sharing experiences, supporting each other. And we made sure that we did that. We made sure we come together with other groups, and we also come together as a group and support each other when we need it. It's been a long road, and thousands and thousands and thousands of volunteer hours.
It's a great victory. It's a great victory.
Yes.
The other thing is that how are you going to keep them? You'll have to be vigilant, won't you?
Oh, we definitely will be vigilant. I mean, we've come this far. We're out there. We're still detecting the tree jibungs. We're making sure in areas that are being proposed to be logged that that we are aware of where this species is, and that they are being protected. It isn't over. What we need is a complete end to native forest logging. It's been proven now. There are a couple of other cases that also had judgments handed down in November for for fauna species. The government agency is not fulfilling their obligations. They're illegally logging. It needs to be wound up now for so many reasons. So, yes, vigilance will definitely, 2023, we will be holding them to account.
Thank you very much for alerting us to this great victory, Nick.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on, Annie, and just sharing that, you know, the work still needs to be done, and would love support wherever we can from people that this wood chipping industry, because we do know most of it goes to wood chips, needs to end, and we'll be fighting for that 2023.